Hey everybody, good afternoon. It is Friday.
It's Friday.
April 25th, 2014. Pastor Joe and Gail here from Prophetic Ministries in Tulsa. And this is just a brief, what we'll call a prophetic bulletin. We've been in a time here the past couple of days of just an intensity in the spirit.
I would say we've been on alert.
We've been on alert, definitely. Something deep stirring in our spirits. The Lord pulled us into prayer and intercession. And last night was even highly unusual because I was just up all night, not able to sleep and not able to rest, and just praying in the spirit and seeking the Lord about what's on his heart or what's going on. And we've heard this from several others here in the area as well, and I'm sure that many of you have been feeling that same
a groaning, a stirring in the spirit.
Yeah, real strong. Sometimes there's just a prompting to pray, but this has been very deep. So anyway,
and hold on, I want to just expand on that just a little bit. Okay, so I'm at work today, and Friday is our early day where we leave the office early on Friday. And I had called Gail to tell her I was getting ready to come home. And she's like, well, could you pick up food? And, at Freddy's or whatever. And I'm like, well, sure I can. In fact, I've been fasting all morning, but I feel like the Lord is like releasing me now. Well, as it turns out, she had the same prompting and had been fasting all morning without even realizing
right.
it. So God is on the move. He's doing something, and he's trying to alert his servants to something. And we're just trying to press in and get the heart of the Lord on this matter.
So as we're here breaking bread and praying and thanking the Lord, I began to hear a word. And many times I do hear things from the Lord and just ponder them and talk to him about them. But this particular thing, I just had a real strong prompting that it was supposed to be released. So this is my attempt at obedience of what I felt the Lord say. And what I heard him say was to prepare yourself that things are about to go tilt. And that is just an unusual thing probably to hear from the Lord. But I heard the word tilt. And immediately I remembered a dream that I had back in 2007, I believe. That's my best guess on the date without me going and looking it up. But in that dream, I saw an enormous passenger jet. And it was very low in the sky, and it looked like it was going to come down. It was moving very slow, and there were mechanical parts, falling out from underneath it. We were driving in a car alongside this grassy field, and this plane was going to try to come down in this field. Well, there were parts falling out underneath it, just mechanical parts and pieces. And I saw what looked like a special ops type of team, and they were working furiously underneath. Somehow they'd gotten on that plane and they'd gotten underneath it. There were ropes and things, and they were trying to repair that airplane in mid-flight. And all of a sudden, the thing came down, and it did crash into a huge fireball. And we drove past it, and we weren't hurt. But we came to like a checkpoint, and I'm going to say it was like a military checkpoint, and we asked what went wrong with the plane, because they were trying to divert traffic away from it. And they said that it was malfunctioning, and there was an attempt to repair it in the air, and it couldn't be repaired, and it came down. Well, I knew at the time the Lord was showing me that enormous passenger jet had to do with the church structure.
Yeah.
With the
big ministries.
Big ministries, organized religion, the church structure. And I say that in a
respectful way.
Respectful way, but also referring to like a very religious type of thing, and not those churches that are on fire for God, passionate for Him, seeking Him, and in total obedience to Him. I'm not referring to those, but I am talking about the religious structures. And so, as the Lord spoke to me here and said, things are about to go tilt, He reminded me of that dream, and I knew what He was saying is that, because I was in the scriptures last night, and in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, this struck my spirit, and the Lord reminded me today, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" And so I knew that the Lord was saying that things are going to go tilt. We're going to be seeing some things very shortly in the religious community and the religious structures, that God is judging His house first.
And interestingly about that, what Gail didn't even know when she was getting those verses is that the Lord had spoken to me last night. I put out a bulletin on the 24th, and part of that bulletin was that judgment was beginning in the house of God.
Wow.
And part of my bulletin also was that I have seen, sadly seen moral failure in many pastors in these days that we're living in. We recently heard of a larger church. I'm not going to make reference to it. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to. No names. No. But what we're saying here is that God is shaking things. Everything
right.
That can be shaken is being shaken. In fact, as you know, my part of this is the Lord just keeps speaking to me. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Talks about gathering the people between the porch and the altar and weeping in sackcloth and ashes
before the Lord.
And we believe that in this day where you're seeing what you're seeing is a shake-up of the churches, of the bigger churches. And again, we say this respectfully. We don't. We can't put a name on anything, and we wouldn't.
No.
But what we're saying is that in this shake-up, we're seeing the no-name people. Really, God is raising them up to the surface to a place of being His end-time voice. And what we're really seeing is that, you know, I made a comment to Gail recently. I said, you know, Gail, I said, there are churches all over the nation of 10, 12, 15,000 people. And I felt like the Lord was saying that, but there are churches of 10, 12, and 15 people that are doing more than some of those big churches. And what we as a people of God need to be, we need to be big in spirit.
Right. Amen.
We need to learn how to be big in spirit and not just put on a show in the flesh.
Absolutely. And that reminds me of with Joel in chapter 2, it talks about...
Well, I got it open right here.
I think it's verse...
What's the reference? What are you thinking?
Where he says, rend your heart and
rend your hearts and not your garments.
Garments.
Right here.
So it's chapter 2, I'm pretty sure, but you can look for that yourself. But rend your heart and not your garment. Talks
it's
about...
verse 12, I believe.
Okay. It talks about the Lord wanting to do a work in your inner man and not the religious performance on the outside. So I guess our prompting to you today is to stay close to the Lord, stay in prayer, ask Him to search your heart and show you if there is religious tradition going on in your life. If you are just going through the exercise of showing up at church and hoping that's going to be acceptable to God, then I ask you to pray about that and seek the Lord, because He really, what He wants is your heart. He's not looking for perfection. He's not looking for super ministry. He wants a heart that's set upon Him and loves him and is seeking him. So that would be my prompting in this today.
Absolutely. I'm just reminded of Jude, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves. See, this is church is too much of a spectator event anymore. And what the Lord wants is engagement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. My Bible says that we are to work out our salvation.
That's
we'll work
right.
out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Fear and trembling.
Absolutely. The word says that, you know, we're to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed,
right.
rightly dividing the word. And what we see is in, and we're not naming it, what we see is that many in the body of Christ have become comfortable to fill a pew. Okay, I'm gonna go sit in a pew and wait for someone to stick a spoon in my mouth.
Ooh.
And what the Lord is saying is, they're undernourished. I don't let anyone put a spoon in my mouth. I'm going to be personally responsible for what I eat. Now, no, don't take me wrong. I believe in being in the church, in the local church, and being fed.
And in fellowship.
Right. The reference I was just making was actually natural food. You know, who would let someone put their food in their mouth and eat
like
a little baby at a table? But, you know, we're to be in church, you know, forsaking not the assembling of the brethren. In Hebrews 10:24 or 25, I believe it is, we're not to forsake the assembling of the brethren, but we're also not to, we need to take an active participation in our walk with the Lord.
Amen. And I think, you know what, Joe, that is a great teaching that you probably need to release, you know, a teaching on that or something. But as far as this today, I just feel like the Lord wants you to know that in the days, the weeks, and the months ahead, you're going to see things. There's going to be things on the news. You're going to see things locally. There's going to be major church situations that things are exposed or things are broken up or whatever. And know that God is doing this out of His mercy.
Yeah.
This really is His mercy, Joe, you know. When He shakes a situation, and what He's doing is separating all the junk, and let's see what remains. And that's what's going on. So when you see these things happen, the Lord says, don't be shaken.
I'm sitting here kind of like in awe at the Lord, because what you're unaware of, honey, is that in the post that I put out last night, I made a statement. I said, watch the news. You're going to start to see things happening.
I guess maybe I better go read that post.
She doesn't read my posts. They're not important.
I think it was quite late when you did it, and I was probably off to bed or in the Bible
off
at that time.
Off to Betty Land.
But don't be shaken, and don't let your hearts be troubled. These things are necessary. This is God's timing. I'll tell you, the Lord is coming very soon.
Oh,
we are in serious times, and I don't want this to sound so somber or whatever, but you know, again, in Peter, the Lord said, be sober and be vigilant. He said, walk circumspectly. You know, we're at war. We're in a spiritual battle, and there's many, many things going on. Both God is doing things, great things, in the realm of the supernatural, but you know that the enemy wants to mess and interfere and do things against His people also.
It's like that unwanted house guest that you throw them out the door, and they do as much damage as they can on the way out the door.
Well, that's the devil.
That's the devil, absolutely. His time is short.
So we just wanted to share this with you and know that there's things ahead.
Yes, and I'm going to comment on one thing here. I'm reminded of the prophetic word that the Lord spoke to me. It was either 2013 or 2014 Don't be shaken by the shaking.
Actually, I think that maybe was 2012.
Okay. Well, the Lord reminded me of that. In fact, I may revisit that teaching because mm-hmm. it's for such a time as this.
Absolutely.
Don't be shaken by the shaking, because there will be a lot of shaking going on. The earth is groaning. And what we as a people of God need to do is we need to be pressed in. We need to hunker down in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hunker down. It's hunker down time.
It is hunker down time. Stay close to the Word. Stay close
yes.
to the Lord. And you know what? You stand on the rock.
Absolutely.
I keep thinking about that scripture in Matthew. With
7 verse 28.
If you
28.
Hear these things and do them, you're likened unto a wise man, and your house is built upon the rock, and the storms and the winds and all of this is going to happen, but your house is not going to fall. And we trust that that's you, and we pray that that's you, and we pray that that's us.
Yes, yes.
So let's pray for everyone, and then we're going to sign off for today, and we'll be back with you as the Lord releases or reveals anything else to us.
I'm going to drop a verse into your spirits also before we pray. And this was, David spoke this very thing when he was in a situation very similar to what I believe this nation is coming into. In Psalm 18, I believe it's verse 2, the word says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my high tower, the God in whom I will trust." If you don't do anything else today, make him your rock and your fortress.
Amen.
And cling to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let go. Hang in there, because the shaking is gonna endure for a season. But what the Lord is saying is that you hang on to him so that you're not shaken off, so that you're not cast away. Hang on to Jesus through the shaking, and he'll sustain you.
And it's going to produce a glorious church.
Yes.
And that's what God is after. He's coming back for a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, blameless before him. So the shaking is necessary, and it is his mercy.
Funny, that was in my post last night too,
oh,
honey.
Wow. God is such
Why don't you read my stuff?
When we get done here, I am absolutely going to go read your post, but... God is definitely, you know, in a vein. And
that's a witness of the Spirit.
Absolutely. So out of the mouth of two, and we haven't even conferred about this, but we just felt a prompting to release this bulletin to you. So, yeah, there's going to be things that and people that you thought were, you know, really strong Christians, and things are going to shake, and you're going to say, wow, I can't believe that, you know, because I'll tell you, God's going to expose some stuff, and it isn't going to be pretty, but it's needful.
And what you're going to say also during the shaking, you're going to say, wow, I was actually stronger than I thought I was.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
Our prayer for you, and that's our belief for you. That you're going to say, wow, I actually did get that foundation, and I didn't forget what I was taught.
And I got more faith, and it's stronger than I thought it was.
That's right, because greater is he that's in you than he who's in the world.
Amen. Well, yeah. Father, we lift up these
precious
people to you, Lord, your people. And we just plead the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, Lord. We ask for your hand of protection to be upon them, to be upon their families, over their children, over their households,
yes, Lord,
and everything that pertains to them. Lord, we ask that you keep them safe and sound in you. And in the days ahead, Lord, I just pray that as things begin to happen, your people would not be shaken up. We would not be fearful. We would not be troubled, but that we would remember and know, oh, see, the Lord told us beforehand this was going to happen. There's no need to be afraid. There's no need to be shook up. This is his mercy. This is his time. And there's purpose, great and wonderful purpose in it.
Yes, let not your hearts be troubled.
So we just thank you, Father, and we bless you. We
yes,
praise
we
the
bless
holy
you.
Name of Jesus.
Praise
and
you.
Lord, I just ask that in the middle of all of the shaking and all of the things going tilt, Lord, that for the loved ones of your people, Lord.
If that's the Lord.
It's the Lord calling.
That's the Lord calling. We got to go.
Lord, that you would draw our lost loved ones to you, that you would bring them to the truth, and that you would bring them to you quickly, Lord, that they would enter into the household of faith and they would be safe and sound too.
Yes, Lord.
So for lost family members and children and those that are astray right now, we call them back in the mighty name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call them back.
Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord.
Loose them, Satan, in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. Loose
them. Loose them. In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. And Father God, we speak a word of comfort.
Yes, Lord.
Into the spirits and lives of every person that's hearing this, the sound of this recording, and even those in your body that are not hearing it right now, Lord, we speak a word of comfort, a word of peace. Thank you, Jesus, that you keep us in perfect peace because our minds have stayed on you and we trust you. Lord, we thank you,
Jesus,
that no weapon formed against your people, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you. We praise you. Father God, we speak a word of encouragement and life to every person hearing this. You are the head, you're not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Thank you, Jesus. You will lend and not borrow. God's plans for you are only good, not evil, according to his word in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And Father God, we thank you that he who began a good, wonderful work in each and every one of these precious people, you're going to be faithful to complete that work according to your word in Philippians 1, verse 6.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, that your word is the final authority in all matters.
So faithful.
We challenge each and every person in the sound of our voice right now to study to show yourself approved. I'm reminded of the word in Ephesians 4, verse 1. The word says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. We beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And your vocation is to be Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
Your vocation is to
Jesus.
Be full of the Spirit, full of his love, full of his power.
Mm-hmm.
Your vocation is to share Jesus with a lost and dying world. And your vocation is to be the victorious, glorious church that God called you to be. We're not beaten down. We're not discouraged. We're not run over. We are victorious in all things because he's given us the victory.
Hallelujah.
And he's caused us to triumph. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless,
we bless you.
Jesus.
We bless you.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Jesus.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. So we just want to say we love you guys. I'm going to go read that post now, Joe. So have a wonderful...
Thank you, honey.
Yes. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay close to the Lord. And we will be back with you again soon, I'm sure.
Do you want to invite anyone to the meetings? So
we have meetings going on in Tulsa this weekend. If you, in fact, we have Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday night. So
they're posted on the schedule on our website.
On our website. So if you're in the area and want to join us, please.
We'd love to fellowship with
check
you.
Check the website. It's www.propheticministries.com. So we love you guys. Goodbye for now.
Love you guys.